the kind who wear a tie. Button up from 9 to 5. I tried that life but said goodbye. I'm not always polite, but I get the job done. Who says the work can never be fun? I'm simply unprofessional.
Evening, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Simply Unprofessional. I'm your host, Webby, and joining me tonight, we got my co-hostess with the most is Devin.
Hey, everybody. I'm Devin. I'm here.
And we got Austin.
Hey, what's up?
And we got special guest, Goose.
Hi, everybody. I'm the cool Rob.
Oh, shots fired at Rob again. Rob's going to get hit from all sides now. He's got to try to fend off you. He's got to try to fend off Devin. Man, you heard it here, Eggquist. Get to stepping. So this week, Austin, we're here. We got, this is coming up Friday. We got a special stream happening on Saturday. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
We started last year doing a stream to try to get some people to Gen Con with us, because before it was only me and Goose going. So we decided we want to see other people. So we did a fundraiser, and we got Chris and Edquist there last time. And Devin also came. So how we did that is did a fundraiser to raise money. And this isn't a fundraiser to get, you know, people there so they can go and buy cool shit from Gen Con. The only thing that we use the money for is to get the people there and into the con. They have to bring their own spending money for food and for whatever they want to buy. But when we get there, we try to – I guess we didn't do a whole lot last year as far as promoting the podcast. We did do some stuff, but, yeah, we just go there and have a good time, meet up. So that's what the fundraiser is for tomorrow. We play games, record podcasts, and hope that you lovely people feel generous enough to donate to us so we can get – some distractions me to cast the Gen Con.
All right. Now, as opposed to, like, what were some of the things we played last year or did last year versus, and then we'll go over kind of like what the schedule is going to be like for Saturday. Because this one, unlike some of our other streams, like we do our annual Christmas stream, which is a 24-hour stream. This one we're doing, it's hard set on a 12-hour stream, but we probably will be playing afterwards as well, with maybe even everybody who's watching if they have games and want to join in and whatnot.
Yeah, so I think last year we played a lot of Dead by Daylight because it had just came out, and that was a big thing we were doing. I don't know if we played anything else. We might have played GTA for a little bit, and we recorded Dungeons and Distractions last time also. This year we have more podcasts than anything else. We're recording. Devin's running a game. I'm running a game. We're doing a Simply Unprofessional.
The Simply Unprofessional we have been asking for a while, and I actually reached out personally to quite a few people. And we are actually going to, I can tell you right now that Simply Unprofessional on Saturday live, we're going to be doing a Q&A / advice type Simply Unprofessional. I got a list of, right now it's up to 28 various questions, some of which are corny and jokey, some of which are serious. So we finally got some of those in. I'm hoping, so if anybody listens to this and you want your questions asked on the live stream version of Simply Unprofessional, write to me. I'm still accepting questions up until the start of that episode. So,
I think the only games we're playing this year are Town of Salem and
Dead by Daylight.
Dead by Daylight.
Yeah. We do have quite a few people signed up for Town of Salem. It is a fun game. Devin, what is your view on Town of Salem? Devin's muted. All right. Well, that's cool, Devin. That's a cool story. Goose, have you ever played Town of Salem?
I didn't realize I was
no.
muted.
Jesus no, that's Christ. Cool. We're moving past you.
Okay, that's fine. Whatever, I'm out.
You go.
Devin, Town of Salem.
Oh, I'm sorry. My opinion matters now? What?
You know what? No, now it doesn't. Mute. All right. Go ahead and mute. Goose, Town of Salem, have you ever played it?
I haven't played it, but I saw you guys play it the other day. And it looks like a werewolf or mafia type of game where you have secret roles and you're trying to hunt, figure out who's who. And I just hate those types of games.
That is exactly what that is. I personally get frustrated with it. At least when, like, when me and Edquist play it, and you're playing with a bunch of random people, they're all like hell bent that if you don't keep a will, then you must be guilty, and they hang you, like, immediately. And it's like, well, certain roles in that game, there's no point in keeping a will, because like a retributionist say. And you guys can go back to listen to our Town of Salem episode if you want to know all of the different roles and stuff. But like a retributionist, his one job is he gets to bring back one person who's died. So why would you keep a will at that point? Mm-hmm. You know? And it's like, if you don't post a will, you're dead. It's like, well, you're okay, whatever. You're going to kill off the one guy who can bring back somebody good. So I've started posting. I've always been the type of person, I'll look up song lyrics and post that in my will. So most of the time it's like Never Gonna Give You Up. So I'll Rickroll people. I've started looking up how to make like pictures using keyboard characters. So I'll do like a giant middle finger for my will. So I'm very salty when it comes to that game sometimes, just at how stupid people are. But all right, Devin, Town of Salem, what's your view on it?
Sorry.
God damn it, Devin. And Austin, have you ever played it? Have you even played it yet?
I just bought it the other day. I've never played it.
All right, so Saturday is essentially going to be your first time playing it?
Yep.
Well,
also, I've played Werewolf before, so if it's kind of like that.
Well, I'll let you know right now that you're going to be the first to get hung in a lot of the games on Saturday.
Unless I'm the hanger.
No, because it's always a vote. Mean? It's always a vote. We're, you know everyone's just going to vote you up there. It's just...
All right, then I'm going to...
Bestiality's illegal. Get rid of Austin.
Oh, no.
So what else? We got Town of Salem, then we're doing our Simply Unprofessional. Then we have... Is that... Devin's?
No, that one's mine.
That's
Devin's
yours.
Yeah.
Okay. And we can't say anything about these games because we don't want secrets or anything being given away. And then, of course, Dead by Daylight. Austin, does your computer even run that?
My computer. Okay, so
let's break down your computer real quick.
My computer's good. It just crashes. So while it's running, it's usually fine. It's just when I let it sit and it doesn't want to work anymore.
That's not the definition of good.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
yeah.
I mean, it's not. It runs good, except when it doesn't run at all.
That's not the definition of good.
Okay, it works for me sometimes.
My computer is awesome. It just doesn't want to work all the time, and it crashes a lot.
You get it.
God damn it.
It doesn't ever crash.
You just said it crashes.
Well,
it just overheats everybody. It's very different.
Well, I don't know I don't know if Goose is telling me something that's real or if he's rolling with you guys, but look, hey, it doesn't crash while I'm on it.
So it just crashes. If a computer crashes in a room and no one's around to see it, does it really, crash?
Does it really crash? That's the question here.
I don't know, Austin. Something about this seems skeptical.
Okay, my computer's a piece of shit. Fuck it.
Listen, we'll know if Austin's computer crashes if when he's the survivor in Dead by Daylight and he has to go get hung if he just accidentally disconnects.
Right. You guys will know.
Now, Goose, have you ever played Dead by Daylight?
No, isn't that hunting horror one?
Yeah. Yeah, where you're a survivor and you can't do anything to fight back against the killer. And everybody in that game, you have to have knowledge of how generators work so you can repair them. That's still my biggest gripe. Me and Devin. Me and Devin are on that bus.
How do you people know how to fix a generator?
Yeah, like...
What's your mechanical background?
Out of all of them, I think maybe two people would know how to fix that generator. Like, otherwise you should have to bring, like... I don't know, have a perk. But then everything's going to be too hard. You should just be able to stab the killer in the face. You have a toolbox, so obviously you have, like, a screwdriver and some tools. Fuck, how else are you fixing these generators? So, yeah, I mean, I guess that's really not a whole lot to this weekend then, huh?
Well, there's stuff that we never really ironed out, but I'm sure we'll have it done before tomorrow. But there'll be ways that people can we're going to do a scavenger hunt at Gen Con. There's ways people can get in on that as far as, like giving us things to search for. Last year we did like a cocktail wheel. I don't think we're doing that again. I'm not sure. Maybe we are. I guess if you like, I know that anybody that donates will get a say in those things. So,
okay.
And I know we're giving away some t-shirts. We don't have as many things as we did last year to give away either.
I just want a hat.
All right.
I want another hat. Make it happen, Austin.
Oh, okay.
I'm a hat person.
He's a hat boy.
So. Jeez, I don't know if I have any other questions about this. So for instance, with the Town of Salem game, we have our schedule where, you know, the people who are going to be playing and stuff. Now, what if we have people in the chat room who have the game and also want to play? Are they going to be free and open to join us in those matches?
I don't even know. How many players is Town of Salem?
I don't know. Like, I think... see, this is where Edquist would know. He is addicted to this game. I want to say, like, 12 to 15 or something like that.
I mean, I'd be okay with them playing as long as we don't have, like... do you have to be in, like, a voice chat?
You don't have to be. In fact, honestly, it'd be easier playing the game if you guys weren't, because then essentially Town of Salem is a typing game, because you're supposed to try to defend yourself. Because, like, if I accuse you of being, like, the jester, and you are, you're a really bad liar. So you'll be like, no, and then everyone will know you're the jester. So,
well, I think that if we let people in, we probably won't have them come in the chat with us, but they'll be able to type or whatever.
Right.
Because I think getting too many people in a chat just kind of messes it up.
Bogs down the server.
Yeah, you can't hear anybody. And
right. All right.
But that's a typical Mafia game.
True. Well, I mean, all I can say is I am looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to playing Town of Salem with the people who are signed up for it. Dead by Daylight, there's quite a few people signed up for it, for it being a four-player game. Five if we're doing Kill Your Friends, so you're going to be having some people rotating as a spectator. I guess I could probably work. I'll try to set up. I'm usually the person who sets up a rotation for everybody. Mm-hmm. So I'll get that settled before Saturday.
I don't have any problem with people playing with us. We got spots open, and even if we go, like we said, afterwards, people can hop on with us too.
Right. Which, yeah, we end at midnight. That's Eastern time. These are all Eastern times. It starts at noon. We go to midnight, and I know for sure at least some of us will be up past then, still continuing to play some of these games. So, That being said, Devin, do you have anything else to say about this live stream this weekend? Anything in particular you're looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to my game, looking forward to Austin's game. I'm looking forward to the whole thing. I'm looking forward to hanging out with all of my friends.
He's not so looking forward hang to out with us. Town of Salem, though.
I don't hate Town of Salem.
I mean,
it's not my favorite. Like, if I want to sit down and play a game, is Town of Salem that game? No. But with enough people and enough friends, I don't mind playing Town of Salem at all.
Fair. Fair. Are you constantly going to try to vote Austin up on the news? Don't lie.
If you keep this conversation, it may be you, but maybe. I don't know.
Well, let's quickly change this conversation. I don't feel like getting hung constantly. I mean, that's how it always is anyway. Goose, are you going to be there at all on Saturday, even as a spectator?
Maybe. I don't plan on it, though.
All right.
I mean, there's people who are going to die, so that's going to be great.
All right. Fair. I hope you better. You better
about this earlier
you know
today.
You better at least pop into the chat and root for me and Devin in something.
That's fine.
Okay.
You can root against me if that's okay.
As long as I hear somebody say, "Oh, hey, Goose," I'll be happy. I'll know that you've stopped by.
Okay.
All right. Deal. I know my buddy Ross said he'll probably stop by. He'll stop in. Yeah. That's all I got. That's all I got on the live stream stuff anyway. Austin, is there anything else you want to say?
Well, we can give a rundown, I guess, of who's going to be on.
Okay.
So, of course, me, Devin, and Webby are on.
Edquist, because I believe he's going to be the one streaming the whole thing.
Pretty much. he'll be on. Chris will be there. Tamara will be there for most of it. John won't be. B is gonna be there for some of it. Runa signed up for some games, but I think that was before we changed Grand Theft Auto. So I don't think she'll be there.
Well, she signed up for Town of Salem too.
Oh, Town of Salem. Yeah, there's gonna be a lot of people at Town of Salem. Some of them I don't know if I've even met.
I haven't. So like I don't know who Ember is, but they signed up for Town of Salem.
I know Ember.
I'm sure at that early enough in the afternoon, again, if we open it up to some of the people watching the stream, if Kat's around, she'll probably play. If Cheeky's around, maybe Cheeky will play.
Yeah. So. Oh, Donnie will be in the RPGs. I don't know if he's playing anything else.
I'd love for Donnie to play Dead by Daylight. I don't know why. I don't know.
That seems like that'd be fun.
Yeah.
I'll ask him if he has it. All right. I don't know if he has it. But he's off. Well, actually, he's off this like for a while, so maybe he will play.
All right. One thing I brought up earlier, Austin, what is your view on this article that I caught wind of about some sex doll now being able to turn you down because she's not in the mood?
Well, that defeats the purpose of that.
Right?
Thing.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I said. That's what I was like. What?
I should. I wish I kept the article. I would have read the actual article for it, but I didn't. It was one of those things on Facebook that I scrolled by and I was like, huh, that's weird. Because I'm sure those things cost an arm and a leg to begin with.
Yeah, why would I?
And like, now they can reject you.
If you're going to pay that, why would you pay for it to say no? Like, the whole purpose, I feel like, of getting one of those is it's complicated to go into if you don't want to, you know.
Hey, man, just so you know, if you're that shy about this type of question, I don't know how you're going to handle some of the questions on the SU for Saturday then. I will say some of them do touch upon this particular type of subject. All of them, that's for sure. But
I don't know why, but I figured because we were recording, I was trying to be, you know, like better, but PG? No.
This is simply unprofessional. This does not have a rating.
My bad for forgetting. So yeah, if you're gonna buy something, the fuck you don't want it to say no to you. Like, that's the whole reason.
Yeah, I agree.
If I wanted something to say no to me, put my dick in it, I'd go down the street and say, "Hey, what's up?"
Jesus. Okay, calm down.
I just wanted to redeem myself.
All right. So the only other question I have is for Devin.
Yes.
How is your Hearthstone challenge going?
So far, so good.
Do you know how many bosses you are in?
He's on his third boss right now.
Which class are you? Or which character?
He's the cannoneer.
There you go. All
right. So, for those of you who don't know, in Hearthstone, there is a solo adventure out. I don't remember the name of it. Something, the Weirwood or something like that. I don't know. I have been pulling my hair out over this because I've been playing this same adventure for weeks now, and I've yet to be able to beat the damn thing. It's so frustrating. With three out of the four characters, I've made it to the last boss, but have lost. And I just, it's frustrating not being able to beat something. And then Devin asked earlier, he said, how frustrated would you be if I played it for the first time through and beat it? And I told him I would quit on life. So we're about to find out, folks.
So how's life going, pretty much? Or we will find out, you said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, other than that, man, I don't have much for this week's SU. I will say that the SU that we record on Saturday, the live one, I am going to record it and release it as a bonus episode, probably sometime next week. It will not be the normal episode that comes out next Friday. Like I said, it's going to be bonus for essentially anybody who couldn't make it to the live stream one, just so they can listen to what we did do. So if you can't make it on Saturday, don't worry. You can still download SU sometime next week. I might release it maybe Wednesday.
I heard that thing at some point.
Yeah. That way no one gets to miss it. And you'll have an extra episode next week.
I miss you, Abby.
What? Why?
It hurts. I just do.
I miss
Goose. Hey, can we talk about Goose for a second?
We sure can.
I know. We really can. We really talk about Goose.
Goose, congratulations.
Indubitably.
Thank you.
I can't believe that. Thinking back on it now, Rob, I can't believe that my first question to you was how were the palm trees?
That's okay.
It's like you got a little bit nervous because you haven't talked to him since he's been there. So like,
well, no, we were talking. He went to Palm Springs for his honeymoon, and that was the first question I had for him was, what were the palm trees like? Like, how tall were they really? I've never seen a palm tree in person, people. All right, listen, back up. Just everyone get off my case. So, Goose, I mean, is married life really that much different?
It is due to the fact that you're living with somebody else. So, it's different. So, especially when you have to cook for more people or cook for another person. So
that's game right there.
So that just means instead of one box of macaroni and cheese, it's two boxes.
If the other person is not lactose intolerant, yeah.
Crap.
You thought you had it all figured out, Levy.
Man,
I can see that one.
I don't.
Just I don't have an answer macaroni for that. And cheese.
Yeah, I don't have an answer for that. Then I guess
it's okay.
So
that's why there's ribs and potatoes in the oven. Nice try, Devin. You tried your hardest. You played well.
I played one game. My first game in what? Probably over a year.
The Chupacabra was too hard for you.
Oh, that guy sucks sometimes, though.
Yeah, if you get like me, I got flooded real bad. I got nothing, and it was bad.
Yeah. Tracker. Awkward silence now. I love it. I honestly don't know what else to say. I mean, we've only been recording for 24 minutes. This is going to be a shorter episode because we went into this to just talk about. That. Huh?
Yeah, say, tell them that.
No, I am letting everybody know that this is going to be a shorter episode. It's not going to be your typical hour to hour and a half that I strive to shoot for.
But Webby.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the real thing that happened today around 1 p.m. Eastern. This summer sale, is there anything that you're looking for?
Oh, on Steam. I mean, I have two things on my wish list. Those are really the only two things that I've seen that I want. I really want Far Cry 5. I mean, it's multiplayer, and it's the first Far Cry that takes place in the U.S. And you can get a pet dog. So I thought that was neat. I don't know what else is on sale, actually. It won't go to my store. My Steam is having a conniption today because of too many people throwing their money at Steam.
Truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I mean, out of what I can see that is loading in, those are the only two games I think I want. I don't know much about Spellforce, but I heard it's a really fun game. So... why, is there anything specific that catches your eye as a gamer?
I mean, I have a couple of things to help me play games better, like Aim Hero and stuff like that. But most of the stuff that I have on my wish list is just like, oh, this would be interesting to follow up on someday, just to see what it ended up as.
Right.
I think half of them I have on there are early access.
Yep.
So, but I mean, I'll look through each day just to see if there's any interesting, cheap things. So,
now how long does the Steam Summer Sale go for?
It will go until, I think it's July 5th. So, right after Independence Day for us in the United States.
Gotcha. There's a game on here called Shark Attack.
The game, I kind of actually want that game. That's annoying.
It is a co-op game.
Yeah, I think Dead by Daylight Meets Sharks.
No, I'm watching. Yes. I'm watching the preview of it. And I don't like what I see. Me and Devin were just talking. Devin, what was the name of that movie that I saw a preview of?
The one with Jason Statham?
Yeah, Jason Statham, and he's like, again, stupid-ass people, do not build any type of structures under water in the ocean. You're just asking for fucking trouble. Because now, all of a sudden, there's this great white shark the size of, a blue whale, and it's eating people. It's scary as hell. Ooh, why? This game freaks me out already. Just watching the minute and 15-long trailer... why would you swim around and stab a shark with an... it's going to eat you.
It's going to definitely eat
you. I hope they die. Oh, you can play as the shark?
Yeah. It's like Dead by Daylight, but it's... what you got?
But it's just sharks.
Yep. Sharks and divers.
But that one guy was shooting at the shark, so I guess you can hurt the shark, I guess?
Is that the one that maybe when I was thinking of? Let me see if I can find it. I gotta find it. Is City Battle out yet? No, City Battle's not out yet. Oh. UEBS is on sale. What?
Oh, wait. That one diver shot the other diver, and the diver started bleeding to cause the shark to go towards him.
Yup.
So the divers aren't even working together? You're just trying to fuck each other over?
I mean, Webby, the question is, are you really working together in Dead by Daylight?
I mean... kind of, until the gates are open, then it's every man for themselves. But no,
I'm getting House Slipper.
In Dead by Daylight, we always try to do. We do try to help each other,
and it gets on my nerves.
Right? Unless there's
like,
a red
it gets
shirt.
On my nerves so much. Sometimes I'm just like, guys, I'm on the hook. Okay, I'm on the hook.
Yeah, but if we can get you, we will.
I know, but then sometimes you guys almost die trying to save me. I was like, just get out.
Yeah, well,
just go.
But they just important. Love you, Devin.
I know, but I wish they didn't love me as much as they loved me.
Then there's a game called Depth, which is another shark game. This is crazy.
That's the one I was talking about. Thinking that Depth's the one I was talking about.
Depth is online multiplayer.
Yeah, that's the one I was talking about. Depth. I was like, I mean, more you talk about the name didn't sound right. I'm like, that's what I was talking about.
Man, I don't mess with sharks. That's all. Goose! Why did you do that, Goose?
What? What? What?
Did he buy you it?
Goose got me Far Cry 5. I'm going to cry now.
Oh.
Nice, Goose.
Nice. Thank you, Goose.
Wait, we can stream that at some point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can. We can kill some cult members. Because they deserve the ass kicking. And then you get a pet dog. I really want a pet dog now.
The moment all the hands are working in your favor.
I got to stop watching these shark videos. Okay, I don't know. Okay, like, I like sharks and all, but, like, dude, they're in the ocean for a reason. You don't just don't go there. Don't fuck with them. That's their domain. You know? If sharks grew tiny little legs and started walking on land, I'd deal with them. Because this is our domain. But if sharks became half bear, half shark, I wouldn't fuck with them anymore. There, you can have the land too. I'm done. I'll build a giant treehouse.
You want my house? You have it.
Let's talk about shark bears for a minute. What would you do against a giant bear with a shark head?
Die.
Ankles, bro. Ankles.
I guess. Ooh. I guess. Yeah, because it can't really turn its head at you.
Ankles. Take them ankles, bro.
So.
What if it had gorilla arms?
You got fucked over.
We are really getting odd into the splicing of genes here for animals.
You couldn't even go in the trees then.
Nope.
Is that it?
Yep, I'm out.
We go.
Man. That's not worth me doing that. It's like sharks driving tanks, I'm done. Your argument's invalid.
And then they have dolphin brains. They can't have anything human, obviously, but they can have dolphin brains.
On a side note, I have a question for actually all three of you. Sure. Because you've all DM'd D&D games before.
Indeed.
So, if you normally... Okay, I don't know how to preface this. The spell Spiritual Weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, normally... It would state that you would choose a weapon of your deity, you know, because mm-hmm. I know in previous editions, they would actually give you a list of, okay, these are some weapons that your deity, you know, would approve of. As DMs, would you guys allow players to flavor that particular spell however they wished?
I think you already know I would. I pretty much let the flavor of whatever be whatever the player wants.
Okay.
As long as it doesn't change the mechanics.
What about you, Goose?
Define what you mean by flavor.
Like, okay. So when you take Spiritual Weapon, again, like in previous editions of D&D, it would say, like, if you were a cleric of Kord or a paladin of Kord, Kord would have a unique set of weapons that was tied to his to him, right? So you could have like a mace or a two-handed axe or a two-handed sword, any great weapon, etc., etc. So when you casted Spiritual Weapon, it would most commonly be one of those. Now, would you allow somebody to flavor it, say, like a giant shield? Or like a boot, and you go around, and you literally kick people, like that kind of thing. Essentially Green Lanterning it, where the spell does the same thing. Like you're not changing anything about the spell; you're just flavoring what your spiritual weapon appears as.
Right. That boot, though, just.
Hey man, sometimes everyone needs a good kick in the ass, is all I'm saying.
Right. I'm going to say no, because I'm mean.
Oh, all right. Devin, what about you?
You already know my answer to that question.
All right. Well, you know, now I want to side with Goose just so it's tied.
Webby, well, if you do that's okay. Everything we talked about earlier.
Yeah, I know.
So, there you go.
Things don't need to be tied. I'm okay with being outnumbered.
Because Goose knows we love him.
It's true. All right.
No.
Well, that being said, Austin, I do need to talk to you briefly after this SU episode.
Okay, so Webby, what would prevent them then from, I'm going to argue this for the other two as well, prevent them from spectrally making their, quote, weapon into a key that can unlock any door?
Well, it wouldn't change.
You're not changing the wording of the weapon, though. Like, I would allow
a
you
key
to...
is a weapon.
Yeah, I'd let it work as like a longsword. So
right.
They just flavor.
I mean, regardless of what it looks like, it does the same damage. It could be a dagger or it could be a 800-pound anvil. It doesn't really matter. It's the same damage.
You can
acme anvils out of the sky onto people if you want.
I'd let him flavor it as a key. But
I'm a
not
cleric
like
of acme.
Any key that fits like
right.
A door.
So like I'd have them flavor it as like a giant key that still does the 1d8 force damage when you hit somebody with it. Yeah, because like it's not even a specified type of like slashing, piercing, or bludgeoning damage. It's strictly force damage because based off of what the spell says. But yeah, like if you were a locksmith,
I'm not talking about damage or anything like that. Though I'm just like, all right, so if I put my special thing in here, it's going to be the key and unlock the cage.
I would say that is an improper use of the spell. And I would say that the spiritual weapon spell would not allow for them to be able to do that.
Yeah.
It'd be okay. Like saying, okay, I want to have my spiritual weapon be a hand, like just a giant glove or a giant hand. And you're able to essentially hit them and make the attack, but you're not able to grab people or pick things up because that's what things like the other spell Bigby's Hand would do.
Mm-hmm.
So you're staying within the bounds of spiritual weapon. You're just flavoring what that weapon appears to be to other people.
Yeah. You know I would try something like that, and other people would try something like that. That's all.
See, yeah. The thing is, though...
And that's where our job as a DM is to shut that shit down.
I think if there was, like, a storyline moment, and you've always flavored your spiritual weapon as a key, like, for your story, eventually I might let that key unlock a door.
Well, see, you gotta be real careful about that, because then that key will... Once you allow that to happen, then that key can open any door.
No. It opens this specific door that has to do with this person's story.
Oh.
Like, I wouldn't let it just open any door. Nah.
Fair. I mean, you as a DM could, I guess, specifically write in some form of an arc to accompany that particular spell and to appease that particular character.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and maybe behind that particular lock or whatever, there's something special for that class, you know?
Yeah. Use it more of like a plot thing.
Right. I don't know. Like, yeah, I mean, me and Devin were talking about it earlier, and it's essentially kind of like almost being like Green Lantern, just, you know, whatever your imagination can come up with, sure, but it still only does the 1d8 force damage, you know, if you cast it at the whatever base level it is. I think it's second level.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, even if you were playing like a modern campaign and someone's like, I want it to be a shotgun, it's like, okay, but the shot only does 1d8 force damage, like, whatever. Because then you're not changing the basis of the spell.
Yeah. Looks can be anything as far as I'm concerned.
Although, I guess making it a ranged weapon wouldn't work because it has to be a melee spell attack.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you got to draw the line like somewhere, I think, but. Like, even for me, like, a boot, if you said you wanted your spiritual weapon to be a boot, I'd Be like, you'd have to have a reason why. Like,
I want to create. I want to create a spell called Bigby's Boot, where you can crawl into it and you can jump around like Mario Brothers when you used to get into that big ass boot with the little crank on the back of it.
Yeah.
Everybody remember that? Am I old? I'm old. Shit.
No, I remember it.
So it's just Devin and Rob. They're being super quiet.
Nah, I don't remember.
You don't remember the boo from Mario?
Nah, it died up my head.
God damn.
I know what you're talking about, Webby. It's okay.
There, I'm going to send Devin a picture. There. Okay, well, that was the only question I had. So I guess we'll just, Ed was saying here, Austin, is there anything else you want to mention or bring up while we have you here?
Show up to Saturday, tomorrow for you guys and help us.
Noon to midnight.
Even if you don't donate, just show up, hang out.
Yeah, man, the support is always welcomed. That's for sure.
That is, but no, seriously, donate though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do that though.
Like, if you have to. Never mind. I don't know where I'm going. Kidding. Never mind. Never mind. Going down a dark road, people. Never mind.
Should we tell them who we're trying to get?
Yes. I think you should.
Yeah. I mean, that's part of what we're doing this for. So,
Webby.
Do the breakdown.
We're trying to get Webby to go and Aquist to go. And Chris to go and Tamara to go. Those are the four people we're trying to get to go. So, but it's going to be tiered because Webby and Edquist are riding with each other. Edquist is going to go pick up Webby. So we have a tier that if we meet the goal, then both of them can go. And then Chris is going on his own. So he has his own tier that comes after Webby and Edquist. And then Tamara, which will be the highest costing person to get there, is going to be the highest tier. So what we are trying to do is get as many people to go as we can. That's why we did them in less cost. The least amount of cost is the first people that are going, pretty much. So
makes sense. And is Chris going to get his tattoo?
Well, my brother did say he would ride up there, but I don't know. I don't know if they're about that life.
I don't know. You know, I know. You know, last year there was a thing involved, and I think this year, to make up for it, he should get a hashtag fuck booster gold tramp stamp. Just saying.
Edquist did say something about getting a tattoo this year. So, we'll see.
But, well, I suppose with that, we can wrap it up. Austin, where can people find you on the interwebs?
Yes, I'm looking up 300.
I have no idea what you even said. CZ300. CZ300. Remember, send him horse pics and dick pics. They don't have to be mutually exclusive. Mm-mm. That's once again at CZ300 on Twitter. also, send him pictures of birds just for fun. If you see a bird, take a picture of it, send it to CZ300. I want to see how many random pictures I can flood your Twitter with.
That'd be dope.
Goose, where can people find you on the internet?
You guys can find me at MinGoose.
Do you stream at all still? I know you're streaming on that other program I tried to log into and make an account, but it wanted all my Microsoft information, and I don't remember it all.
It's all good. I had to reformat my computer, so it'll be a while before I stream again.
Okay. And Devin, where can people find you?
You guys can find me at DMP_Pookie.
And where else on Twitch?
I am at Pook Killed Me on Twitch.
And when on Twitch?
Happy Friday with you!
God damn it! Don't get angry with me! I'm trying to promote our dual stream, alright? Jesus. Now I need a hug. Thanks.
I hug you.
All right. And as always, guys, you guys can follow me on Twitter at JaxForestWalker, all one word, and on Twitch at DMWebby. Again, me and Devin do stream every Friday. At least we've been pretty consistent the last month or so, I think. Every so often we do, you might catch us do a surprise stream on Thursdays or the weekends, pretty much whenever else we get bored and we're hanging out together. So, and that'll do it. So until next time, everybody, fuck Booster Gold. Watch our stream.
Booster Gold.
Donate.
Yeah.
Don't commit.
Yep, donate.
Don't commit.
Do it.
Credit card fraud to do it, though.
Unless we can cash out before you get caught.
Yeah. Do that. Thanks.
What was that, David? Why would you say that?
All the bullshit is happening right now. There
we go. You always talk during the last intro music.
You'll get over it.
I can't believe you didn't know that Mario with the boot. Fucking old as fuck.